Sunday night, Chedus Halvavos, Shar HaBitochon, Perek Revi'i, and we're moving along the list of things to which we apply Bitochon, and we're up to number 6 on a list of 7, which is to rely on Hashem that there will be Schar for what we do, and some of the schars in Olam Hazeh, some, most, in a certain sense, all of the schars in Olam Haba. And we rely on Hashem, we trust Hashem, we have faith, trust, rely that there is a future reward, and whether that there is reward for what we do. It might be in Olam Hazeh, it might be, and it certainly will be in Olam Haba. The lover then goes off on sort of a tangent, and he wants to know why Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah. So we're on page Kufnun Dalid, and he gave already a few reasons around a quarter of the way down the page. Aval Hagmul Vonish Olam Haba Lo Bir Mimenu Ashliach B'Sifra Mu'uma Lakam Upon Him. That's what he refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't explain Olam Haba explicitly, certainly not for many reasons. Number one is we don't know what the Nefesh is about. We're talking about a Tainug of the Nefesh. So right now we relate to things through our 5 senses. Our Nefesh, we don't know. Kitzuras HaNefesh Bilti Yidua Etzleinu. We really don't know what the soul is. We can say the word, and we have whatever image we conjure up in our mind when we say the word soul. Hopefully it's more than a fish. But certainly, Koshkein, what gives the soul pleasure, we don't really have, we don't know. We know physical pleasures, we imagine them, we envision them. We might even be able to, to conjure them up in our minds in a way that we could experience them. But the nefesh and what makes the nefesh feel pleasure, we could say the words. The nefesh feels pleasure by being close to Hashem, bonded with Hashem, by having insight into the Bria. I said Shabbos, by having insight into the Bria, that the insight that Hashem has, so to speak. But we don't know what we're talking about. So what do you want the Torah to say? We're not going to be able to relate to it in any way.
Then why does the Torah?
What?
Then why does it say the Torah, the punishment of Charis? Charis is punished.
Of what?
Charis.
Charis, we know the Nefesh is Nitzchi, and we know that when you have Charis, certain forms of Charis, you're running a risk of not having the Nefesh be Nitzchi. That much we know, that attribute about it, we know it's, we don't want to lose that Schar of Nitzchius. Okay, we learned it already last week, so I don't want to. And then he says the second reason that the Nevi, that you're looking at as Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore it's not mentioned in the Torah, just like many explanations of mitzvahs are not mentioned in the Torah. So this also isn't mentioned in the Torah, it's part of Torah Shebaal Peh. We have it Bidei Nevi'im. You can figure it out logically, he says, but why should the Torah mention it? It's Torah Shebaal Peh. His third reason is that, and this is Chavis Halvavos' unique sheet, Chavis Halvavos holds that Klal Yisrael, when they got the Torah, he were primitive people. They had just come out of Mitzrayim, and he describes them as primitive. So he says, what do you do with your son? You're not going to promise your son that if he listens to you, he's gonna graduate college with honors. You tell him he's going to get a chocolate lollipop. That's what you tell him. So Hashem's going to go to Bnei Yisrael, where they were holding after Matan Torah, he says, and he's going to talk to them about the Nefesh and Olam Haba. And they're not holding anywhere near there. They're not holding there. They're like small children. You have to be mechanech them. He says, ba'adinus uvenachas. You have to ply him with rewards and you give them things they understand. Ki ha'av, and this is kedai to learn. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of Kuf Nun Dalet. Ki ha'av kasher misanyim bibno bizman aruso lalamdo musar shayalabo lamailos elyonos. If a father wants to, a little parenting advice here. A father wants, is interested that his son mature, grow up, and reach levels of Avodas Hashem, of Menschlichkeit, of rational behavior. Basher ein hanar mevino somboso a. So right now, you're a 13-year-old kid, a 14-year-old kid. He knows about having a good time. Doesn't know about anything else. Nothing else is on the radar. So your father's going to tell him, you know, if you buckle down now and you don't have a good time, then you know what's going to be at the end of 10 years. You're going to be mature. You're going to be respected by your peers. You're going to have a college degree. You're going to be, imagine, the other guys are going to be brains half fried. They're going to be either they'll be, you know, where you don't want to be, or you don't want to be there. You're talking to the kid now. He's in his world now. You're talking about a world that's beyond his hasagas, he says. Making a big mistake. If his father would try to convince him, ba'omalo, and tell him, svolis koshi achinuch, you know, sit in school now, don't go outside and play ball. Don't go outside and do other things you want to do, but I want you to sit and buckle down, Alimud, because someday, you're gonna be a mensch when you grow up. He's not gonna listen. He says he doesn't care. Right now he's not holding there. He's not interested in that. Nobody knows who I'm talking to, so I'm not being mavayish ubarabim. How many years is it already that I'm saying shir at 9:07 in the evening? Goodbye. Lo yosoyvel azeh, so the kid wouldn't be soyvel it. Lo yimoshech elov machmas. By the way, it was not my son. Because other times it's been my son. So I don't want you to be cheshed that it's my son. It's not my son. It was someone else. It's someone in Beit Shemesh that I'm not related to. Lo yosoyvel azeh. Lo yimoshech elov machmas sichlusu b'hem. You're not going to convince him. You're going to try to talk the kid into, you know, studying and not going outside to play so that he should graduate at the end of the year. He's a losing battle. But give him now. Give him a lollipop. Give him a bicycle. Give him something that immediate gratification. Yes, the child needs instant gratification. But when you promise him something, out there, it might be food, a mashke might be drink, lavush, you buy him a new suit, arkevus pe'er, you give him wheels. I don't know if he means a jacuzzi. I don't know if he means, what's the name of that car? Not jacuzzi, whatever. Jaguar. No, I was thinking of some. What? You know, kind of, I once went in one, it like picks up and goes down depending on your weight. Great, very nice car. Anyway, Markevis Pa'er, a convertible, give him his own wheels, and this is not advocating Dafka reward, you threaten him with punishment now. The Ayam Olabamashimitsaro Lialter, you threaten him with a punishment now. Going to bed without sopa. Rome, you're not going to buy him the new suits for Pesach. The Hamakos. Okay, so nowadays this is verboten. But his point is, just like a child responds to instant gratification and instant threats of punishment. So that's what, and if you talk about long range, you're not going to get anywhere. The Yosapik also, B'meshiyas Kabbal Alibo, Minorayos Hamuchos V'Hachochos Hamitis Hapshutos. You tell him, you know, simple stuff that he can understand. You don't tell him sophisticated ideas. And you back it up with instant gratification and instant punishment. Yekal Ba'enov Nesias Torah Hachinuch. So when he's young, he'll be able to be soivelit. He'll have tamicha. He'll have support. You're supporting him with the reward, and you're telling him simple ideas. You're not telling him anything that he can't handle. V'yizbol es koshev. And then as he grows older, you'll start to introduce the idea that a person should be a mensch, and a person is supposed to be a good person. He's not supposed to hurt other people, and that's, you know, that's the menschlichkeit. And then you start introducing him to Hashem and doing mitzvahs and doing the right thing. Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's slowly, slowly, slowly. Okay, we'll stop here. So Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, he says, very bekiddish, very radical. It flies in the face of everything, you know, almost every. But he says that they were not holding by hearing about Olam Haba. Like you're talking to a man from the moon. He says, you talk to them about you'll get rain and you'll have crops and you'll be good, and like this, you'll go into exile and you'll be punished and you'll die. That's how you have to talk to them. That's why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba.